Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I'm Manoj Singh Rana with the Midday News. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu confers Bharat Ratna on former Prime Ministers P.V. Narasimha Rao and Chaudhary Charan Singh posthumously. Agriculture scientist M.S. Swaminathan and former Bihar CM Karpuri Thakur also conferred with the highest civilian honour posthumously. India's foreign exchange reserves touch an all-time high of over $642 billion. IMD forecasts intense rainfall and thunderstorms over northeast India from today. In Miami Open Tennis, Indo-Australian pair of Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden to contest for men's doubles title tonight. And in IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants to take on Punjab Kings at Ekana Stadium in Lucknow this evening. Now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred Bharat Ratna, the country's highest civilian honour, on former Prime Ministers P.V. Narasimha Rao and Chaudhary Charan Singh, agriculture scientist M.S. Swaminathan and two-time former Bihar Chief Minister Karpuri Thakur posthumously at a ceremony held at the Rashtrapati Bhavan. The President will present the top civilian award of the country to former Deputy Prime Minister and veteran BJP leader L.K. Advani tomorrow in New Delhi. During the investiture ceremony this morning, relatives of awardees received the awards. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar and other dignitaries were present at the investiture ceremony. Talking to the media, the grandson of Chaudhary Charan Singh, Jayant Chaudhary, said he had no words to describe the joy.
शब्द नहीं है कैसे मैं आपको बताऊं क्या वर्णन करूं बहुत अच्छा लगा पूरे सेरेमनी का भी एक प्रोटोकॉल होता है उस प्रोटोकॉल में वहां उस स्थान पे बैठे-बैठे आपको धीमे-धीमे एहसास होता है कि आज ये कितने ऐतिहासिक पल हैं और मेरे परिवार के कई परिजन यहां पहुंच पाए कई नहीं पहुंच पाए सब लोग बहुत खुश हैं पूरे देश के किसानों तक ये बात पहुंची है कि भारत सरकार ने निर्णय लिया है उनके हित में लिया है उनके सम्मान में लिया है
A farmer, Narendra, shared his joy on the former Prime Minister being honoured as a leader of farmers.
भारत रत्न देने पर जो बहुत भारी खुशी है सभी पूरे किसानों को और मोदी जी का बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद देते हैं उन्होंने किसानों के लिए बहुत कुछ किया है भारत बहुत खुश है देश तरक्की भी कर रहा है इसी से जो है सब प्रसन्न है किसानों के लिए चौधरी चरण सिंह ने अपना पूरा जीवन बलिदान कर दिया और वो इसी के लिए जो है सबसे ज्यादा प्रसिद्ध रहे
Agriculturist M.S. Swaminathan's daughter, Soumya Swaminathan, shared her thoughts in these words.
आज तो बहुत खुशी का दिन है उनकी पूरे जीवन उन्हें फार्मर्स के लिए किसानों के लिए काम किया और वो चाहते थे कि भारत में फूड सिक्योरिटी हो और सब लोगों को सफिशिएंट खाना मिले तो इस चीज के लिए पूरा जिंदगी जब तक उनकी लास्ट ईयर उनकी डेथ हुई तो वो कॉन्स्टेंटली ट्राई कर रहे थे तो हमको बहुत खुशी है कि इसका रिकॉग्निशन आज मिला है भारत रत्न के रूप में
Today is the last day for the withdrawal of nominations for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections and assembly polls in Sikkim and Arunachal Pradesh. The nominations were closed on Wednesday and the scrutiny of papers was done on Thursday. In Bihar, the filing of papers for the four parliamentary seats of Gaya, Aurangabad, Nawada and Jammu in the first phase of parliamentary elections ended on Thursday. Scrutiny of nominations in the state is being held today. The last date of withdrawal of candidature in the state is the 2nd of April. In the first phase, 102 Lok Sabha seats in 17 states, including Bihar, and 4 union territories will go to polls on the 19th of April. Simultaneously, single-phase polling for 32 assembly constituencies of Sikkim and 60 assembly constituencies in Arunachal Pradesh will also be held. Among 17 states and 4 union territories going to polls in the first phase of Lok Sabha polls, single-phase elections are being held in Tamil Nadu, Arunachal Pradesh, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Nagaland, Sikkim, Lakshadweep, Andaman and Nicobar Islands and Puducherry. The Election Commission of India extended the last date of nomination in Bihar due to the festival of Holi and the Bihar Foundation Day. Senior BJP leader and candidate from Nagpur constituency, Nitin Gadkari held a massive roadshow in central Nagpur today. A large number of BJP supporters flocked to show their support for him. Mr. Gadkari is seeking a third term in the lower house from Nagpur, where the Lok Sabha elections will be held on the 19th of April in the first phase. Congress Party candidate Vikas Thakre will be up against him. He is currently West Nagpur MLA and Nagpur District Congress President. The opposition INDIA bloc will organise the Save Democracy rally at the Ramlila Maidan in New Delhi tomorrow. Prominent leaders of the Congress, the NCP, the Shiv Sena UBT, the Samajwadi Party, the Aam Aadmi Party, the RJD, the DMK, the National Conference, the Jharkhand Mukti Mocha, the left, and others will participate in the rally. Speaking about the rally, Congress leader Jairam Ramesh said, "Rising inflation, unemployment, economic inequality and social polarization in the country will be key issues in the rally." In Telangana, Greater Hyderabad Municipal Corporation Mayor Vijay Lakshmi has joined the Congress Party. She got elected to the corporation from the Bharat Rashtra Samiti. The development signifies a strategic move that is poised to have a significant impact on the political dynamics of Telangana. In Manipur, the State Election Commission has placed all preparations to ensure free and fair polls in two parliamentary constituencies, Inner and Outer Manipur. In the first phase, Inner Manipur constituency and some parts of Outer Manipur constituency will go to polls on the 19th of next month. Voting for the remaining 13 State Assembly constituencies of Outer Manipur parliamentary constituency will be held on the 26th of April. More from our Imphal correspondent.
In Manipur, the voting will be conducted at 2,955 polling stations spread across the state. Around 34,700 first-time voters are also ready to exercise their voting rights this time. In the last election, the voting percentage of both the Manipur parliamentary constituencies crossed 80%. This year also, the political parties and candidates are engaging to woo the voters, and the voting percentage is expected to be high. The political party INC fielded candidates in both Outer and Inner Manipur parliamentary constituencies, while BJP fielded State Education Minister Thaunaujam Basantakumar from Inner Manipur parliamentary constituency. The party has announced that BJP will support two Naga People's Front candidates in Outer Lok Sabha seat of Manipur. JJ Thoksom, Akashvani News, Imphal.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashvani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
India's foreign exchange reserves increased by $140 million to touch its all-time high of $642.631 billion during the week ended on the 22nd of March. The data released by the Reserve Bank of India said this is the fifth consecutive week of a jump in the overall reserves. Gold reserves increased by $347 million to $51.487 billion during the week. The foreign currency assets, a major component of the overall reserves, decreased by $123 million to $568.264 billion. Rajasthan is celebrating its 75th statehood day today. While congratulating on the statehood day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Rajasthan is going to play an important role in building a developed and self-reliant India. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Governor Kalraj Mishra and Chief Minister Bhajan Lal have also congratulated the people of the state on this occasion. Our correspondent reports that many programs are being organized across the state today on this occasion.
Entry into museums and monuments has been kept free for tourists across the state today. A cultural evening will be organized this evening at Jawahar Kala Kendra in Jaipur, where a glimpse of folk singing and folk dances of different regions of the state will be seen. Special arrangements have been made to welcome tourists at tourist places, and cultural programs, lectures, exhibitions and other programs are also being organized in the districts. It is noteworthy that the federal structure of Rajasthan was finalized on 30th March 1949 by integrating the princely states of Alwar, Bharatpur, Dholpur, Karoli, Jaipur, Jodhpur, Jaisalmer and Bikaner in 7 phases. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashvani News, Jaipur.
In Himachal Pradesh, heavy rain and snowfall have been continuous in the middle and high altitude regions, including in capital Shimla, since last night. Due to western disturbance activity, high peaks of Kinnaur, Kullu, Chamba, Kangra, Shimla and Lahaul Spiti have turned white with snow. Snowfall has been ongoing in the high altitude areas of Lahaul Spiti since this morning. Kelang has received 3 inches, Koksar 5 inches and Rohtang and Baralacha passes have received around 8 inches of snowfall. As a result, internal roads in the valleys, including the Manali-Kelang road, have been blocked for traffic. Meanwhile, in Kinnaur, heavy snowfall along with strong winds has been occurring in Kalpa, Sangla and Chitkul since morning, increasing the risk of avalanches in many areas. Deputy Commissioner of Kinnaur, Amit Sharma, has advised residents and tourists against unnecessary travel to high-altitude areas. According to the Shimla Meteorological Centre, there is a possibility of rain and snowfall in many parts of the state until the 31st of March. The India Meteorological Department has forecast a fresh spell of intense rainfall and thunderstorms over northeast India from today. It also predicted light to moderate rainfall and thunderstorm activity over northwest India till tomorrow, with the possibility of isolated heavy rain over the western Himalayan region. Isolated heavy rainfall and snowfall are likely over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya. Isolated heavy rainfall and snowfall are likely over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. The Indian Navy has rescued another vessel from the pirates. The Navy rescued 23 Pakistani nationals from an Iranian fishing vessel which was hijacked by the Somali pirates in the Arabian Sea. The surrender marked a decisive victory for the Indian Navy in combating piracy and ensuring the safety of maritime activities in the region. The Navy said 2 Indian naval ships, INS Sumedh and INS Trishul, deployed in the Arabian Sea were diverted after receiving inputs on a potential piracy incident on board Iranian fishing vessel Al-Kambar 786 on Thursday. It added that after more than 12 hours of intense coercive tactical measures, the pirates on board the hijacked fishing vessel were forced to surrender and the crew comprising 23 Pakistani nationals were safely rescued. The Indian Naval Specialist teams undertook thorough sanitization and seaworthiness checks of the fishing vessel to escort it to a safe area for resuming normal fishing activities. The US has said it will impose new visa restrictions on a number of Hong Kong government officials accused of perpetrating human rights violations. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in a statement asserted that the action will be promptly taken in this matter. In Miami Open Tennis, top seed Indo-Australian pair of Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden will play the men's doubles final against the second-seeded pair of Austin Krajicek of America and Ivan Dodig of Croatia in Florida tonight. In women's singles, fourth-seeded Elina Rybakina will lock horns with unseeded Danielle Collins in the final later tonight. In men's singles, second-seed Jannik Sinner will face 11th-seed Grigor Dimitrov in the men's singles final on Sunday. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants will take on Punjab Kings at the Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ekana Stadium in Lucknow. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Yesterday, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 7 wickets at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. France has reached out to around 45 foreign countries soliciting their assistance in providing additional military, police and civilian personnel to bolster security measures for the upcoming Paris Olympic Games this summer. Security is the biggest challenge for the Paris Games organisers as the city has been repeatedly hit by deadly attacks by Islamic extremists. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu confers Bharat Ratna on former Prime Ministers P.V. Narasimha Rao and Chaudhary Charan Singh posthumously. Agriculture scientist M.S. Swaminathan and former Bihar CM Karpuri Thakur also conferred with the highest civilian honour posthumously. India's foreign exchange reserves touch an all-time high of over $642 billion. IMD forecasts intense rainfall and thunderstorms over northeast India from today. In Miami Open Tennis, Indo-Australian pair of Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden to contest for men's doubles titles tonight. And in IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants to take on Punjab Kings at Ekana Stadium in Lucknow this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.